Farage's Reform Party pledges to deport illegals who received asylum under Labour and Tories. By Kurt Zindelka on April 20, 2026. Nigel Farage's Reform UK party has announced plans to deport potentially hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants who were granted asylum in Britain after arriving on small boats. The populist party said on Sunday that if elected, a Reform UK government would conduct a review of all successful asylum cases over the previous 5 years to determine whether they either entered the country illegally, overstayed their visa, or if their home nation is now safe to return to. In a bid to reverse the mass migration imposed on Britain by both Westminster establishment parties. If one of the conditions is met, their right to remain in the UK would be revoked under Reform, which estimates that this could apply to potentially upwards of 400,000 people. In comments to the Times of London, Reform Shadow Home Secretary Zia Yusuf said, "For years, Tory and Labour governments have presided over an invasion of Britain. They have effectively operated an open borders policy. Instead of upholding the law, they have rewarded those who broke it by entering Britain illegally. Reform will reverse this. Today, we announce that a Reform government will review the previous 5 years of asylum grants. And anyone who broke into the country illegally or overstayed on another visa will be stripped of their status and deported. We will do what it takes to restore justice in Britain." Additionally, Reform UK leader Nigel Farage said that his party would physically detain all illegal immigrants amid their deportation proceedings. Compared to the current system, which sees illegal migrants placed in communities across the country, often allowed to roam wherever they please, which has, in some cases, paved the way for sexual assaults, including against children. "We have to declare this is an emergency situation. It's a national emergency in terms of potential terrorism. But it's also a social emergency and a danger to women. There's not a week that goes by now when we don't see horrendous sexual assaults that are carried out by these men," Mr. Farage said. "I'm sorry, but there are cultural differences between young men who come from certain parts of the world in terms of their attitudes towards what's acceptable compared to Britain. Enough is enough. Reform will end this once and for all." It comes as 602 illegals successfully crossed the English Channel on Saturday, the highest total for one day since February, and taking the total for the year to over 6,000, according to the BBC. Despite having campaigned on finally solving the migrant crisis, more illegals have successfully crossed the Channel under Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's government than any other prime minister on record. The migrant crisis also has the potential of increasing in the coming weeks. On top of the seasonal uptick as the weather warms, the current extension of a near £500 million sterling deal between the UK and France is set to expire next month after having been in place since 2023. Should the British government refuse to pay Paris more cash, it is likely that the hundreds of police officers who patrol for traffickers along the coastline will be sent elsewhere. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.